Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Usapang parental. Usapang parental.
Behavior is a form of language. So if they're having tantrums, they're trying to tell us something and we're not really understanding them.
Ang tantrum ay paraan ng pagpapahayag ng mga bata sa kanilang nararamdaman. Nagkakatantrum sila dahil maaring sila ay malungkot, gutom, pagod o nakakaramdam ng sakit. Ito ay normal kahit na sa mga batang well-behaved. Ayon sa RaisingChildren.net.au, ang temper tantrums ay normal sa mga batang nasa edad 1 to 3 years old dahil nasa maagang yugto pa lang sila ng social, emotional at language development. At dahil hindi naman maiwasang magkatantrum ang bata, mas mainam na matuto ang mga magulang ng mga paraan kung paano ito harapin. Sa episode na ito ng Usapang Parental, ibabahagi ng kinder teacher na si Nikki Pandiliano ang ilang epektibong strategiya upang matulungan ang mga magulang na mas maintindihan ang kanilang bulilit.
Pag sinabi pong tantrum, ito yung, di ba, ang uncontrolled anger or fit of bad temper na maaaring maranasan ng mga bata. Sa tingin niyo po, Miss Nikki, ano po yung mga cause o dahilan bakit nakakatantrum yung mga kids?
I think usually nagkaka-tantrum sila because they want something but they can't relay it to us, or they're trying to communicate something that they need or want but it's either hindi natin naiintindihan or hindi natin nalalaman na meron silang bagay or something na gusto. And so because they can't communicate it as well as adults can, that's their form of communication. It comes out as frustration or, you know, tantrums, and then which leads to anger and all sorts of behavioral issues.
So parang kumbaga hindi nila ma-express or masabi yung sarili nila. And then
yes,
it turns to parang tantrum. So being in that sort of environment po, Miss Nikki, have you experienced this bilang kinder teacher? At paano niyo po hinahandle yung mga ganong situation?
Meron yan. Halos every day. Sometimes it's very easy to manage. Other times you have to rethink or reposition yourself that we're the adults in the situation. You have to be the one teaching them the behaviors that they are going through or they need to learn. So you go through the motions or the emotions with them, because sometimes they're also emotions that they can't or don't know how to express. You allow them that time to go through the emotions. Sometimes it's sadness, or sometimes it could be fear, which comes out to us, or the only way that they can convey it to us is through anger. We talk to them about it, allow them to express it and go through the emotions.
I'm trying to make a scenario in my head. So kunwari, pag nagtantrum sila, papabayaan mo lang sila, let them cry and then wait until you actually approach them. Is that correct?
It depends on how yung grabe ng tantrums nila. If they're really emotional, give them their space.
Mm-hmm.
And then pag okay na sila, that's when you can talk to them about their emotions. I could see that you were very upset there. Can you tell me why is it you got upset? Or yun. Kasi sometimes masyado nang mataas yung emotions nila. Even if you go there, you won't get through to them, or they don't have the capability to express it yet. Kasi masyadong mataas or heightened yung emotions. Actually, kahit yung mga adults, if you're in a really heightened emotional state, you can't really just go down. You have to wait for all the adrenaline or all the emotions to like mellow before you can express yourself or be calm. So ganun din yung mga bata, when they're in that heightened state of like emotion, yung anger, sadness, fear, or whatever it is they're feeling, we can't just tell them to stop, don't do that, or be quiet. because they're so emotional at that state. We just need to let them go through the motions.
Naalala ko, mistake sa Pilipinas, parents ko before, pag umiiyak ako before, kasi parang, huwag ka umiyak. Sinasabi ako din, that's wrong, right?
Yeah, that we shouldn't have done that. And sometimes, we as parents nowadays, we sometimes go back to that.
Mm.
Like, we stop the children from feeling emotions, but we know now na that shouldn't have been the case, that we should have been allowed to go through or understand those emotions.
Oh, okay. Kasi kailangan mo din i-process yung kung ano yung nararamdaman mo, hindi ba?
Especially for boys, like boys, they shouldn't cry or sasabihin sa atin, oh, I could hear my parents saying it to my brothers na, oh, lalaki kang tao, dapat hindi ka iiyak. So, yeah, we now know that that could have done a lot of damage or may have done a lot of damage to many boys who are not grown up because isuppress mo yung feeling na yan kasi hindi yan karapat-dapat.
Yeah, that's really good point po, Miss Nikki. Ito na po, let's talk about mga effective strategies po. Pwede po kayo magbigay ng tip, especially for moms like me. First time mom po ako, so parang nandun pa ako sa stage, just toddler yung aking anak. Medyo nahirapan pa akong intindihin. Ano po yung mga effective strategies, Miss Nikki, na pwede natin ibahagi sa mga magulang sa pag-handle ng mga emotions ng mga bata?
I think giving you and your child yung time to understand kung ano yung mangyayari, like, and prompt him sa mga gagawin nyo. Like, oh, we're going to child care tomorrow. Magiging ready ka. Tanungin mo lang siya dun sa kanyang mga nararamdaman and try to process it with him. I think it's just a lot of talk and communication and putting yourself in the child's shoe because they're still young. We're teaching them the emotions and how to go through it and talking a lot with the child and putting yourself in their shoes.
So, effective communication talaga yung kausapin yung anak. Other thing I wanted to ask is, meron din po bang mga measure na pwede nating i-implement mo para, kasi di ba may mga kids din na nagtatantrum sa mga public places? Yung mga batang umiiyak talagang, I saw videos, hindi ko pa na-experience, pero yung mga tatay or mga parents, they just leave their child. Para lang, siguro ma-process yung sarili na, let them cry, ganun. Meron ba mga certain measures na dapat gawin or dapat nating implement as parent? And kung wala naman, ano ba yung dapat gawin?
Iba't iba kasi we don't know if yung mga videos na napanood natin eh may ibang issue yung bata na gumagawa ng tantrums. But yeah, the same thing goes. Usually when a child has a tantrum, it's because they're trying to communicate with us something that we're not understanding. So yun lang yung kanilang way. So, talagang communication and trying to understand what the children want. Because behavior is a form of language. So, if they're having tantrums, they're trying to tell us something and it's most likely na we're not really understanding them or getting kung ano yung gusto nilang sabihin sa atin. So we just need to sit down and try to understand them more.
Mga Filipino parents, parang tantrum is equal to punishment.
No, we should allow them to have those. Actually, tantrum is just a behavior. They're just trying to tell us something that they need or require. Or sometimes it's something that they want. And sometimes if they want something na hindi dapat, we can explain to them why this is so. Just about explaining and really communicating. Even though they're maliit pa, I think kahit toddler pa yan, if you explain to them at their level, maintindihan nila.
So communication is really the key. Ito naman po, last question po, paano po magkakaroon ng positive at supportive na environment para sa mga toddlers? Ang isang bahay, like, well, paano natin, especially yung mga parents, masusuportahan yung positive and more encouraging na environment para sa bata?
Using positive reinforcement, positive language, we always talk about what they can do. Don't say what they shouldn't do or what they, don't say no. Don't say stop. Don't say don't. You just say, try and get those words out of your vocabulary. Gamitin mo lang yung do. And you can do that. Or I can see that you're doing great walking there. Or you're doing nice resting there. And yung puro positive reinforcement. And try stay clear of the negative. Kung may negative man, turn it around and focus more on the positive.
It's also the way din na mag-communicate tayo as a parent. It's how we say it. Is that correct?
Definitely.
But eto po, One of the things that I actually learned from other parents, dapat daw, you don't say no. Parang realize ko na, I also need to set boundaries. So for example, yung PowerPoint, bigla niya itatouch. Mm-hmm. I have to say clear no na. No, para alam niya na hindi pwede.
You can say that, but it might be better if you say, the PowerPoint is dangerous, so we shouldn't touch it. So you don't use no. Instead of saying no, you explain to them why. Oh, the stove is hot. We won't touch it because we'll burn our hands. Mm-hmm. If you poke the PowerPoint, you might get electrocuted. We need to stay safe. Ganon. Instead of saying no or stop, explain natin kung bakit. Para hindi siya palaging takot, explain natin kung bakit. Kung bakit. Instead of saying the no and don't and stop, we know why. Because they'll turn around and use it on us. So if we don't use it, and instead of using that, we've explained to them the reasons, that's how they'll communicate with us as well. If you just model to them how you want them to communicate back to you, they'll communicate that way to you too. You just explain the reasons why.
Tandaan na ang tantrum ng iyong anak ay hindi sumasalamin sa paraan ng iyong pagpapalaki. Ito ay normal na bahagi ng kanilang development. Mahalaga ang komunikasyon, pasensya at pagmamahal, lalo na sa mga panahong puno ng hamon ang pagiging magulang. Buhay magulang ay gagaan kung may tamang gabay. Para sa Usapang Parental, ako si Claudette Centeno.
Usapang Parental. Usapang Parental.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.